Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So there's a story in Japan where there is lightning, you find more mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists at Iwate University in northern Japan put folklore to the test, but they didn't use actual lightning. They didn't take a a log full of shiitake spore and then, you know, hold it out there and let the lightning hit it.
I have to tell you, I'm slightly disappointed because I envisioned a van full of scholars watching storms like,
yes,
mushroom chasers. And it's just terrific. But go on. What did they observe? How did they do it?
Well, what they did instead, because a direct strike of lightning would kill everything, including the mushrooms. So researchers led by Associate Professor of Engineering Koichi Takaki theorized that it was the flow of current through the ground that charges up the mushrooms and gets them popping out of the soil like daisies. So mushrooms like shiitake, which are extremely popular, they take a hardwood log and they drill holes in it. And then they put mushroom hyphae, which I'll explain in a moment, into the log. And it takes a year to produce mushrooms.
Yeah, it's a while.
Yeah. So let's do a quick explain on how mushrooms work. So you've heard of mycelium. That's that mat that you see under the soil. It's usually kind of whitish.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the mushroom body. Well, each of those threads is called hyphae. So you take some of those and you stick those in the log in each of these holes. And then the way mushroom farmers do this is they inoculate the log. They soak it in water for like 1 to 2 days. And then they beat on the logs to break up the hyphae. And that encourages it, the mushrooms, to grow.
That makes sense. Kind of like when you break up a root ball to give it room.
Yeah. The first thing they did is they zapped individual logs, and that worked. It made more mushrooms. If you expected to get 30 mushrooms off this log, zapping it with electricity, high amounts of electricity, would get you a lot more.
Huh.
So then they wondered, okay, but a log isn't getting hit with lightning because that would catch on fire. So what if it's hitting somewhere else nearby?
Yeah, because they were using lightning-like voltage.
Well, okay, so they rammed a lightning rod into the ground a few feet away from these hardwood logs inoculated with shiitake mushrooms, mm-hmm. and exposed them to several 10 millionth of a second burst of electricity at 50,000 to 100,000 volts.
Well, that would do it.
And they patterned it like natural lightning strikes. So natural lightning strikes, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 1, 2, 3 kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they did that. And two things happened. They found that the hyphae, these mushroom threads, they pulled back for a little bit and then had a huge burst of activity.
Oh.
The second thing that happens, okay, so when lightning strikes, there's a huge temperature change.
Yeah.
And there's a shockwave of air. And he thinks that shockwave acts the same way as the guys in the mushroom farms beating on the logs.
Just way more efficiently.
Yes. And through the whole log. You know, it's not just beating on the outside and hoping you've got it to the inside. It's just wham.
Yeah, that would be very uniform.
Yes. And so here's the results, though. 8 of the 10 mushrooms studied doubled or even increased their yields by 80%.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's super crazy. So they think that the mushrooms are doing this in response to danger because they're thinking, oh my gosh, we might die.
Yes.
Because mushrooms are the fruiting part, right? The mushroom comes up, all the spores happen, and more mushrooms can happen. And so the mushrooms are like, oh no, make more mushrooms before something horrible happens.
The more we study plants on Brain Junk, the more it becomes difficult not to anthropomorphize them, you know, to give them more sentient qualities because they protect themselves. That's quite fascinating.
You know, you could always spread out and try it on pregnant people. No, I'm just kidding. That's not. That lady had quadruplets. And we only had to hit her with 100,000 volts.
It was fine. She was in a lab, just completely controlled. And don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk and on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.